The stock sell-off that hit Wall Street yesterday continued in Japan today. The Nikkei average fell below 12,000 points, the lowest level in 16 years. The country's finance minister says it's clear the Japanese economy is suffering from deflation. Japan's economic problems are being blamed, at least in part, on Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori. Today, Mori confirmed plans to move up scheduled elections for leadership of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. That paves the way for his resignation. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Tokyo.
Yoshiro Mori is only the latest in a long line of Japanese politicians to occupy the prime minister's office, 8 in the past 10 years alone. Most were products of the LDP, the party that has ruled Japan virtually uninterrupted since World War II. The party is controlled by a clique of aging politicians who like to make decisions behind closed doors. They've perfected the art of pork barrel politics, doling out huge subsidies to voters. It worked for 50 years when the Japanese economy was moving in one direction, up, but it's not working anymore, not with Japan teetering on the brink of recession or possibly worse. David Roach, an analyst with Independent Strategy, a London-based think tank, says the LDP has governed Japan for far too long.
They're intellectually bankrupt. They don't know how to handle the economy. They're pretty corrupt, and they've run out of the money, which enables them to buy elections. So in a sense, Mr. Mori is the result of an effete, dead party being unable to produce anything else but an effete, brain-dead leader.
Yoshiro Mori's brief tenure, less than a year, has been marred by scandals, blunders, and what many Japanese consider to be outright incompetence. His approval ratings have plummeted to less than 10%, lower than just about any Japanese leader in the past 50 years. Mori may be on his way out, but the question now is, who will replace him? There's no obvious frontrunner. Most of the candidates belong to the old guard of the LDP. Kinoko Inoguchi, a professor at Tokyo's Sophia University, says Japan desperately needs a new kind of leadership.
You need the kind of leadership that says, well, I'm here and I have nothing to lose, so I can be very courageous and create a new system for the entire Japanese society. We want to have that kind of leadership.
Inoguchi questions whether that kind of leadership can come from within the LDP. But LDP officials insist they are trying to change with the times. Mayumi Moriyama, General Secretary of the LDP, says Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori is definitely on his way out.
He is going to resign, but he can't say so now because our parliament is in session and the budget consideration is now at the last stage.
Mori also wants to keep to his diplomatic schedule. He's due to meet with President Bush in Washington next week and later this month with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.